One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One mic,
one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One mic,
one voice.
Welcome to the One Mic, One Voice show, Building the Collective Conscience, a show that is created to give space where your voice, ideas, and informed opinions can be heard, appreciated, and debated. I am Michael Eric Owens.
And I'm DT alongside of my good friend here, man.
Oh, man. Hey, we went to Cairo, Egypt today.
We did. We teleported to Cairo today and gave an outstanding message to some young students.
Oh, absolutely. Young students in Dr. Mohaj's class, a university in Cairo, Egypt. You know, we were able to talk a little bit about open mic and also hear from them. Folks, we're going to get into that in the show today. But listen, I have this this request. I went to Josh K. I said, look, man, this song right here, you got to send it to me. Let me just play a little bit online.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, it was in the email.
Oh, had to be. And it's just letting you know, man, support big up Josh K.
Absolutely.
Cat is doing amazing things, and he's gonna bless us real quick.
Yes, real quick. Folks, this is called King. Sit back and relax, and we will be right back.
With that
goddess queen. What's the king? 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 With that is queen. What's the king? 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 With that is queen. What's the king? 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 With that is queen.
Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Josh Kite reached back and dropped a little John B. in that thing. Had a little part in it.
Oh, yeah. Man. He is a dangerous young man. Dynamics. And it is so true. What is a king without his queen?
You know, listening to that song, I don't know what you may be doing out there, but you may want to just grab your lady's hand. You know, hug her just a little bit tighter today.
Oh, we going that show today, huh? I mean, oh, you might want to just stop it.
Spread the love today, man. Spread the love today.
Yeah, that's what that's all about, man. I again, Josh K, Leah Maria, great supporters of this show, and it's nice to be able to showcase. You know, his talent,
right,
and the great things that he's doing. But before we go into Kyra, right quick. I want to say something about the presidential election that's going on, and I know I know some folks, man. Facebook is hot.
I mean, it's piping hot, man. Steaming.
I've been battling folks all week long on Facebook, man. Sometimes I feel like I've been surrounded, man. Like I'm in the ring with four or five people coming at me. Right. I'm punching this way and kicking that way, and oh man, it's been it has. Man, we divided on Facebook.
Man, you know, I'm going to have to join you and get some of that back-to-back.
Man, you're going to have action. To because I need you. I didn't see you operating the ring. You can knock three of them out for me.
Hey, let's keep that on the low, though, you know.
Because I'm trying to tell you. Surprise. In the last day and a half, I didn't block like five people.
Is that a record?
That's a record. You know, usually it's like once a week or something, man. But this is like in a day and a half. Wow. I mean, man, just crazy. This tape comes out of Donald Trump, right? The sexist remarks. Donald Trump said, "I can grab her pussy because I'm a star."
Wow.
You know, stars can get away with that. Mm. I mean, hey, I'm looking at this guy like. Man, how can this guy be in he's running for the president of the United States.
Can we believe it? You know, like, I mean, on our early episodes, even talking about Donald Trump, I had no clue we would like be this deep into it by now. It's like, man, I brushed that off so long ago that now I feel like, wow, now we don't have a choice but to talk about it.
Yeah, it's almost like like, you know, reality TV, right? He left The Apprentice, but he came to the president as a candidate for presidency. I mean, it's still reality TV for him, man. I mean, in this...
Mike, for just a second, man, could you talk about what this election means for all of us? I mean, this is important stuff right here.
You know, I think hate, bigotry... racism, demagoguery, I don't think those win. Mm. That's what this election is about. I think common sense, love, compassion, I think that's what wins at the end of the day. Mm. If Donald Trump wins, that's what wins. Hate, bigotry, misogyny. I mean, this guy has a history of not only, I mean, he's under investigation for rape.
Wow.
I mean, this man, he was on Howard Stern. I mean, it just came out right now about Howard Stern, the many times he's been on there, the stuff that he's talked about, his sexual escapades, and about it was all right to say, to call his daughter a piece of Howard Stern said, is it okay for me to call your daughter a nice piece of yeah, that's okay. My daughter?
My daughter.
Man, I'm across the table. My hands already are around your throat. You haven't even realized it yet until you can't breathe. You know what I mean? Yeah. To talk about my daughter like that?
Integrity.
Come on, man. This election, folks, what wins? That's what we should say. What wins? Do love, compassion, unity, okay, civility, common sense, or does hate, bigotry, racism, demagoguery? I mean, what? Which one wins? That's what this is about. Okay. And our country thus will go in that direction. Folks, we wanna get into Cairo. Cairo. Egypt. I've never been to Cairo, man, to the day.
You know, I wonder what the students like looking at the pyramids while we're talking, like was just outside the window.
That would be a beautiful university.
Right, it would. But now I have so many more questions about that place even that we've done the interview with them. Now they got a chance to kind of interview us, but now I have questions.
And they were excited.
They were awesome. They were awesome.
They were awesome. Folks, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into Cairo,
Egypt.
This is DT of the One Mic, One Voice podcast. Just want to let you guys know you can go over to iTunes and search us at One Mic, One Voice and be sure to rate and review our episodes. Let us know about any feedback that you have and what you enjoy about the episodes. Also, you can go over to Stitcher where you can get the latest and freshest episodes of our podcast streamed directly to your smartphone or iPad. No downloading or syncing. How cool. Real smooth. Also, we'd just like to take the time to thank you for your time and for your energy and for spending time with us as we discuss the historical record of our time.
This is Dr. Laura Gelat, and when I listen to podcasts, I always listen to the One Mic, One Voice show.
Welcome back. Oh, man. So we had a professor who is in Cairo, Egypt, reach out to us a few months ago and said, hey, look, I love your show. I've been following your show. I teach a communication and broadcasting class, and I would love to have you and DT broadcast to my class, take questions. And we set it up, and it happened. Today
was kind of cool because, you know, even myself being kind of new to radio, you know, I had a perspective, but it was really interesting to see how similar even the questions were as far as what we do on a daily basis to prepare for the show and to kind of get ourselves ready to dive into the topics. And, you know, they're way over in Africa, you know, and it's like, even the translation of communication is similar, you know, and the way that they want to understand what we're doing to do what they need to do to get to where we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These were inspiring, we would say, you know, radio personalities and
voiceover.
Voiceover. Exactly.
Potential reporters.
Yes. Yes. You know what stuck out to me was the question about what topics don't we talk about out of fear of some sort of repercussions?
You know, and culturally, there are differences. You know,
I thought about that.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said. And as Americans, you know, that's our freedom of speech, right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of places are different. You don't get to just say what you want to say when you want to say it and the way that you want to say it.
Chop your hands off.
Yeah, chop your tongue out, you know.
Pull it out.
And
you know?
So even for us to realize that we have that capability is even a blessing because we're talking to people who may not even have the same platform to speak. And that's why we do the show.
It is. No topics. So this is how we answer that question. No topic is off the table.
Right, I was very, very fluid in telling the audience that Mike ain't got no problem putting a topic on the table. Okay. I mean, what you want to talk about? That's what he said. You know, it's like what topic is not on the table, you know?
Right.
And so I mean, and what comes with that is the wealth of knowledge he has, you know, being able to study, being able to take time to reflect within himself and be able to project that in a way that makes sense for people is a skill and is something that is greatly admired. And I think as we progress, we'll be talking about all types of stuff, you know, and there's not a cap on us.
Yeah. And, you know, I echo those same sentiments towards you, my brother. I think that we have to talk about the difficult things.
Wait. She also said, how do we avoid conflict when we're putting out information? We come against people who have opposing ideas.
Yeah.
So if you could, Mike, how do you deal with conflict on Facebook?
Well, you know, I try to persuade. You know, that's what this show is about too. We do have an agenda. We're trying to persuade you. We're trying to educate you. I try to do that because I'm telling you, even with my critics on Facebook, I go in gently. You know, I go in like, really, why do you believe that? I mean, you know, because I am curious, you know, where did you pick that information up? Blah, blah, blah. And then it just kind of escalates from there. You know, I mean, your response dictates my response. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell if you're off base, then I try to bring you back. You know, I'm the big brother. I'm saying, come on, let's go back over here. But if you refuse to, then you can lead a conversation. I always give you an out. Mm-hmm. You can lead a conversation. But if you stay in the conversation and you want to be ignorant in the conversation, then that's when it's just, you know, I'm trying to get you in a corner. I mean, really, sometimes it is entertaining, though. I have to admit it, man, because, you know, I'm strategizing because I'm trying to get back you into a corner. Just like this one gentleman I had, this black gentleman that I had. And it just got to the point where I just told him, man, I said, just go back and play in your sandbox, man, and lead analysis for grown folk. Mm-hmm. I mean, because
ouch. ouch.
It was meant to be like, I meant to slap his hand, you know, like, you know, because it
you
just
got to give him a full whooping.
It got too silly season, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm up for a good argument. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, man. I think I was schooled by the best, man. We had Dr. Gelat on here. We had others, man, that just, you know, I can think of Dr. Longsway. And, you know, I can think of others that I have been, I'm like this machine, man. I've been oiled for argumentation. And so if you want to bring it on, I have no problem with that. But at some point, though, when it just gets real crazy, then I just had to block you, man.
Yeah. The moral of that story is that everybody is not going to understand you. You know, you're going to be saying things that make sense and that are clear and that everybody should know. Mm-hmm. But there's an element of common sense that's missing. There's an element of education that's missing. There are all these elements that are missing that this person is not able to see, but only through that view of who they are and what they have experienced, that's where they speak from. Mm-hmm. So it's not even to the point where we have to be upset all the time about what people don't know. It's just because they don't know. It's like they're not stupid. It's just they haven't been introduced yet. And some people are not even open to understanding or trying to learn a little bit more or trying to get a different perspective about things. And that kind of automatically shuts down the conversation because it's like you just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know that you don't know that you don't know.
Don't know that that you don't know enough, you know? And it's like I said, it's not something to be upset about, man. Facebook is creating this like virtual war, you know, like people are just on there like typing away about nothing. You know, just because they want to get a response out of people, it's like, man, if I really want to know how somebody feels, you know, a lot in you know, one-on-one and face-to-face conversations are a lot different from these interactions that are happening on Facebook. And it makes me wonder sometime, you know, how real it is, how these people are getting on there just to be commenting or just to be arising some type of reaction out of people. And when you see him in public, it's like, oh, hey, hey, Mike, right, how's it going? How are the kids? Right. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. And it's like, man, on Facebook, you was tripping.
right.
And now I don't even know the difference between who you are in real life and who you are on Facebook. And yeah, I think that's a scary kind of reality, because it allows people to kind of hide behind the screens and behind the laptops and everything else, behind the phones. Mm. Mm, and not bring out a genuine, you know, kind of understanding of what's happening, or trying to find some empathy or some understanding of what other people are saying.
Yeah, you said a whole lot there, brother, and very truthful, every syllable of what you spoke.
Richard is smiling, so I must have did something right.
and this is the world in which these students want to enter into. And it's, you know, a year and a few months up and doing our show. And man, we're talking to a class in Cairo, Egypt. Yeah. We have over 18,000 followers.
Wow.
It's amazing the interaction that we're having, the impact that we're having. And again, I say I'm very humble by that. I know our journey is only beginning. And so, folks, listen, this is a short show.
We can't make it through the hour. This will be the one for you.
This has been the one
popping
for you.
It right out there for you. 15 minutes, take your time.
Because prior to us coming live, of course, we were live in Cairo, Egypt. So we just wanted to come on, say some things. We'll be posting some pictures from that, having a little dialogue about that too, coming out with the show. I tell you what, if you haven't listened to our show yet, Be the Change You Want to See with Nikki Miller, you better go back and listen to that. That's a dynamic show. Nikki was, like, as we say in the vernacular, off the chain. But also, let me say this. Folks have been asking for this, man. They've been like, man, we love your theme song. And, man, where can I purchase it at? Man, I'm like, you can't. But now it's available on iTunes.
Okay, now.
And it should be available on just about every platform out there, I guess, once it hits iTunes. So, folks, go out there, purchase the One Mic, One Voice song, and support the show.
And if you're one of our new listeners, you may not know that Josh K is one of the writers for our theme song.
Absolutely.
And so he also put out this this King, and we share that today. But, man, talk about a talented brother, man. I almost wanted to sing along with him when he was here in the studio.
I heard you too, bro. You can hit a little bit too.
Okay.
I heard you. We're going to come out with something one day.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're going to come out with
something. And I'm practicing guitar too, so maybe we're going to have a smooth jam session.
Man, we got some years, but we're going to come out with something. Pick up the song. Please support the show. And you can do this by going to iTunes and just search One Mic, One Voice. It pops right up, folks.
Your purchases help the show. They help the studio. They help us continue to do what we're doing. And, you know, we greatly appreciate it. It's a jam. I mean,
I'm
telling you to download
some elevator music.
Who's
or something.
About it? You know, it's like, man, get some substance in your life. So, yeah, the song is great, man. It's a positive message. And, hey, it wouldn't bother you to be bobbing your head to it.
Absolutely. And encourage your friends to download it too. Don't give it to them, okay? Because we want you to support the show, folks.
As they say, don't bootleg it.
Yeah, don't bootleg it. Don't bootleg it, because we're trying to just to continue the conversation that we think are important to you, important to us, and important to our society, because history will speak of us. Somewhere in the distant future, a scribe will reach down deep into the archives of our time, and what will she find? Will she discover that we overcame our differences? Will she find that out of many, we became one? Or will she find that we solved nothing and remain a divided peoples? Yes, history will speak of us.
We can make a difference if we try. We can be the change that's in our lives. All we gotta do is work together. We gotta raise our children better. We gotta stop the hate and spread the love.
voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One
mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One
mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
Your choice.
Today's broadcast is being brought to you by Blacken Studios. To learn more about Blacken Studios, please visit them at blackenstudios.com or visit them on their Facebook page, Blacken Studios. Today's broadcast is also being brought to you by Perry Publishing and Broadcasting. To learn more about Perry Publishing and Broadcasting, please visit their website at perrypublishingandbroadcasting.net. The opinions of the One Mic, One Voice show do not reflect the views of Blacken Studios or Perry Publishing and Broadcasting. Thank you for downloading the One Mic, One Voice show.